page 46. Report on state and federal legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. As this report goes to press, the California State Legislature is finishing its work for 2009. This year's legislative session was dominated by a protracted struggle to balance the state's budget in the face of a deficit that rose as high as $26.3 billion. We have seen massive cuts to education, social services, prisons, and other state programs. We are concerned about how these proposed cuts will impact the lives of blind Californians. I encourage each of you to contact your assembly member and your state senator to let them know how various state programs touch your life. The news out of Sacramento wasn't all bad. Three bills actively supported by CCB became law. A resolution sponsored by CCB, SJR 6, by Senator Alan Lowenthal, placed the state legislature on record in support of H.R. 734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, which is under consideration by the U.S. Congress. That bill would direct the U.S. Department of Transportation to develop minimum sound levels for new quiet cars. AB 386 by Assemblymember Ira Ruskin expands the types of educational materials that our state colleges and universities must provide in accessible formats to students with disabilities. SB 475 by Senator Alex Padilla will raise the registration fees that guide dog schools pay to support the California State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. It will specify that the annual license fee charged to guide dog schools would be no more than 0.005% of each school's annual expenses as set forth by regulations, and that the fee will be payable before April 30 of each year. Currently, the annual registration fee is 0.004% of the school's expenses. Page 47. CCB is watching other state bills, some of which are likely to be approved by the legislature this year, while many others will be taken up again next year. You can get detailed information about each of these pieces of legislation by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website at ccbnet.org and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling the CCB's toll-free phone number, 800-221-6359, on evenings and weekends. Federal legislation. Hybrid cars and other alternative fuel vehicles pose an increasing danger to pedestrians, especially those who are blind and visually impaired. This is because they operate much more quietly than conventional vehicles, so they are difficult to detect by sound. As mentioned above, a bill that would address this problem, H.R. 734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives, and its companion bill, S-841, has been introduced in the U.S. Senate. H.R. 734 directs the Federal Department of Transportation to conduct a study of the quiet car problem and, based on the results of the study, to prepare a requirement for the minimum sound to be emitted by new cars. So far, 11 representatives from California have signed on as co-sponsors of H.R. 734. Howard Berman, Lois Capps, Bob Filner, Jane Harmon, Barbara Lee, Doris Matsui, Dana Rohrabacher, Linda Sanchez, Adam Schiff, Pete Stark, and Maxine Waters. We're seeking more co-sponsors. If you're a member of the House of Representatives is on this list, please thank them. Page 48, if your representative isn't yet a co-sponsor, please ask them to do so. We also encourage you to ask our U.S. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer to co-sponsor S-841. CCB is encouraging California's members of the U.S. House of Representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 3101, the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2009. The author is Ed Markey of Massachusetts. Among other things, this bill would reinstate required minimum amounts of described television programming, and it would require that telecommunications devices such as telephones, television sets, and DVD players would be made accessible to blind consumers. CCB is also encouraging California's members of the U.S. House of Representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 571, which would increase the maximum tax-deductible value of vehicle donations from $500 to $2,500. The author is William Delahunt of Massachusetts. Car donations are a significant funding source for CCB, and this legislation will encourage more people to donate cars to help CCB serve more visually impaired Californians. S-700 and its companion H.R. 1708 have been introduced in the United States Congress. These identical pieces of legislation are entitled Ending the Medicare Disability Waiting Period Act of 2009. Senator Jeff Bingaman, Democrat, New Mexico, and Representative Jean Green, Democrat, Texas, are the chief sponsors of the legislation in each body. We encourage you to call your congressional representatives and U.S. senators in support of these bills. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. Check with the California Connection to find out when my next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666 or on the ACB website at acb.org.